There is a problem with the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister, obviously, the media, free journalism, they have become his target. And I would say that the attacks are on the rise. So therefore, we felt that it was necessary to say something against it, because we believe that freedom of speech and generally journalism and free media, that they are just a very important cornerstone of democracy. And the impulse was that the Prime Minister criticized one of two leading media outlets in the country. And the attack was, I would say, quite rough.
Well, critics might say that such statements are largely symbolic. Do you believe this initiative can actually change anything, whether in Mr. Babish's behavior or in the broader public debate?
That's a good question, but I think firstly, I believe that it's right to say something, so it can have an impact. I'm not saying, and I can hardly say that the Prime Minister is going to change the tune all of a sudden, but it's quite possible that it may have an impact.
Obviously, we live in a time when social media, social networks play an increasingly important role. Doesn't Mr. Babiš's attitude, Prime Minister's attitude, actually, follow the general trend that politicians don't need traditional or mainstream media, as sometimes they call it, or the legacy media, as we can hear from other countries, not just sacrificing?
That is definitely the case in this country as well as in other countries, as you just said. But still, the problem is that if you just let politicians spread their messages unfiltered, it also means that that creates a space for disinformation, for things that are not accurate, and that can have an impact. So I still believe that free journalism and generic journalists have a very important place in democracy. Although I know that there are a lot of politicians, not only in this country, not only in the Czech Republic, but also everywhere. We can have a look at the United States of America, for instance, and just they think that journalism is not important. But I think it's important, and I also believe that the dynamics when the social media are the main communication channel of politicians is could be dangerous in a way, probably not now, perhaps in a medium term, but it could happen.
What sort of reactions have you had so far?
Reaction has been generally positive. If I can judge by reaction on my X account, there has been only one negative comment from an account without a name, without a proper name. And the point was that the Prime Minister it was quite mean from us to criticize the Prime Minister, and that the Prime Minister's attitude to other media outlets is positive. Actually, what I learned from that account, but otherwise, from what I know, the reaction has been overall positive, or definitely not critical. But the thing is that it can happen in an hour, it can happen tomorrow. Everything's possible these days.
You mean the possible negative reaction, yeah?
And negative reaction also, I mean, a counter attack from the Prime Minister or his people.
In an ideal world, and this is the last question, what would you hope the result of this initiative should be?
Well, as you say, in an ideal world, probably I believe that the greatest thing would be to, let's say, open the debate or stand on the point that free media, the journalists, that they play an important part in democracy, and that's the most important thing. I already said, I don't believe that it could actually change the view of the Prime Minister or other politicians, but at least to open the debate, to make a point.